said over that when the Chassam Sofer met Rav Meshulam Igra the first time he ever met him, so the Chassam Sofer wanted to make a bracha. He wanted to make the bracha of Chacham HaRosim. So what's this bracha of Chacham HaRosim? So it's based on a Gemara in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara says as follows. If somebody sees a very, very large gathering of Yidden, what does that mean? The Eibishter is the Chacham Kaviyachol. Hayoideya es harazim hatzfunim belev kol echad ve'ech. So there's so many people and there's so many ideas, right? Kishem she'ein partzufeim doimos, kach ein deyoseim doimos, and you know, a place that is so, there's such chachma there, and the Eibishter is the Chacham harazim. So Rav Amnuna said, if someone sees Uchlusa Yisrael, he should make the bracha baruch Chacham harazim. There's another Gemara. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabban, haroya Chachmi Yisrael. If someone sees one of the Chachmi Yisrael, Oimer baruch ata Hashem alikinu malucha olam, shechalak mechachmasai liyireyev. So the Gemara, here in Brachis, this is not Nun Chesamadeis, tells a story. Rapapav, Rav Amnuna, Breda, Rav Yeshua, have a ka'azli ba'urcha. Rapapav, Rav Amnuna, Breda, Rav Yeshua, they were once walking together. Pogu, Rav Chanina, Breda, Rav Yika. And they met Rav Chanina, Breda, Rav Yika. Amrule, so they told Rav Chanina, Breda, Rav Yika, Bahadi, the Chazinon, now that we saw you, Barchina, na loch tarti. We're going to make two brachas. And they got up and they said, Baruch atah, Hashem, alikeinu, malucha, oilam, ashecholak, michachmasi, liyareyev, which is the bracha that you say if you see one of the Chachmi Yisrael. And then they said another bracha, Baruch atah, Hashem, alikeinu, malucha, oilam, shechiyonu, vikimonu, vikiyonu, lasman hazeh. Somebody sees a chavri he hasn't seen for 30 days, he's excited about it. He's supposed to make a shachayano. So they went ahead and he made these two brachas. Amalahu, Rav Chanina, Rav Yika told Rav Papa, Rav Chanina, Rav Yeshua, Ano nami, kibon dechazdin hu. Now that I saw you, chashavtinu alavayu kishitin ribu v'meis Yisrael, I feel that you're, to me, shakal, like mamish gans klai Yisrael. Rav Moshe Rabbeinu was shakal to klai Yisrael. I feel like you're shakal to klai Yisrael. Ubrachina nalaychu tlosa. I'm not going to make two brachas. I'm going to make three brachas. Hanuch tarti, those two, he made, and then he added one more bracha. He said, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Chacham HaRosim. The bracha that you're supposed to make if you see Uchlusa Yisrael. So he said, I hope you're like Uchlusa Yisrael. If I would have seen Gans, if I was by Maimir Arsina, you would see Mamash Ke'ishach B'Leif Echad, all of Klal Yisrael. You'd make the bracha, Chacham HaRosim. So he went, he said, Shechol Masri Reyev, Shechayanu, and he made Chacham HaRosim. So the Gemara ends off very, very mysteriously. And we once spoke at a Dover Nifla from the Rogachov Goyin, that's Mamish Leilu Leilu. But the bottom line is, not for now. Omrulais, so they told him, Chakimas Kulei, hi, you're such a Chacham, Yoveh Be'einayu. They looked at him in a certain way, the Shachif. And on the spot, Rav Chanina, Bereide, Rav Ika, was Holach Leilam. It's a Medrash Pliya, Ayin Barogachova, the related Raid Bites. But the bottom line is, this is the Gemara. Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch, brings these Halachas. Haroya Shishim Riba Biyachan Yisrael, Oime Baruch Atah Hashem Alikeinu Melech HaOlam, Chacham HaRosim. Vimroya Afilu Echad Shum Muflik Bechachma. If you see even one person that's Muflik Bechachma, Yivarech Chacham HaRosim. You're also supposed to make the Brach of Chacham HaRosim. Derav Chaviva. So some say their tour had a different gear. So we have Rav Chanina Breda Rav Yika. But Baruch Kadchaz the Rav Papa, he made the bracha when he saw Rav Papa. Now it didn't end well. But the bottom line is, you see, he made the bracha. The Yeshayim, some say she'ein bezman hazeh misheroy levarach olav kach. That bezman hazeh don't make the bracha because there's no one in the world that today is roy that you should be able to make this bracha for. So the story is told that when the Chassam Sofer went to visit. One more point. Beis Yosef brings that even though the Torah brought this halacha that you make the bracha of Chacham HaRosim, but the caveat, maybe there's no one that's right, but the Rambam doesn't bring it. And the Beis Yosef mutches why the Rambam didn't bring it. Now, if you'd ask, I think the man on the street, he would say, look at the end of the story. Good, you have to know pshat in that ma'isa. But l'maisin, the Rambam himself doesn't bring it. So the Chassam Sofer is coming to visit Rav Meshulam Migra, and he held that even though the Torah says that Bizman Azeh, there's no one that's right to make the bracha of Baruch Chacham HaRosim, but he felt that Rav Shul Migra was on the Madrega that you can make the bracha of Baruch Chacham HaRosim. And he wanted to make the bracha. The problem is the Beis Yosef brings the Rambam that says you're not supposed to make the bracha. And being that the Beis Yosef says that you're not supposed to make the bracha of Baruch Chacham HaRosim, the Rambam didn't bring it, so he had a Safik brachas. And Safik brachas lahakel. So he wasn't sure what to do. So the Chassam Sofer comes in to Rav Shul Migra, and it's this story that's told in Ebenezer Chelik Beis in Yod Aleph, and in Ebenezer Chelik Beis Simon Nunav, the Maisa with Arshon, the Dikdukim Chaloshim with Shitzar Hambam, and a very, very intense, obscure sugya in Mesachta's Gittin. But the bottom line is, he comes in and he's not sure what he should do. The Eitzah was that he's going to discuss the sugya of Baruch Hacham Arazim, and in the sugya, Boshin, the Meret and Lernin, he'll talk about, he'll say the Nusach of the Bracha. Not, I'm saying it because that might be a bracha of Atal, but we're talking and learning. And because we're talking and learning, he could say the bracha. And like this, he'll be yaitzah. I don't know if he said it with Shema Malchus, I'm not sure. But the bottom line is, in the conversation, he would do that. So this is what he asked from Shalom Migros. He comes from Shalom Migros. He says, Shalom Aleichem, Kvod Arav, and they're talking, and I guess he sees this Eved with the Harsha histories happening, Mamish, in real time. And then he turns to Shalom Migros, he says, you know, I have a kasha. He says, my kasha is, the Beis Yosef brings the Rambam, that the Rambam didn't quote this halacha that if you see someone that's mamish kilchusa Yisrael, you make the bracha chacham arazim. The shay was why. So he said, I thought, and maybe the reason is because the Torah himself said she'en oimer b'zman hazem misheroy levarach alav kach. So the Rambam held it wasn't a gay. But the Chassam kasha to Rav Shlomo Migros was that we know the Rambam brought all the hilchos of the Mashiachas. So if the Rambam brought all the hilchos of the Mashiachas, so it's true there's no one now that's roi lekach. That would be a reason for the Shulchan Aruch not to bring it. Oh, but the Rambam has kachin, hilchos psuli amikdashin, hilchos meisik karbonis, hilchos meila, hilchos karbon pesach. You have all these halachas. So the Rambam brought hilchos of the Mashiachas. This is what he told him. So the Agoy Rabbeinu Meshulam Heishev Lai. So Rav Shlomo Migros told him, he says, you want to know why the Rambam didn't bring it? The Rambam didn't bring it because this halacha is not negei now, and he says it's not going to be negei when Mashiach is going to come either. He says why? Because la'asud lavi the pasuk says umal aritz deyas Hashem ukemayim layom mechasim v'lo yiyeh madrega zu shel chacham arazim davar miyuchad upliya asher b'shvila nevarchen olav k'mo shehoyi b'zman chachmei hashas she yugoydol chachmasen she rapop v'ravuna ploy ad she rak yichidei hadar zachu lukach u'lefi shebein ato ובין לא עושה לבוי, אין אי נוג הלוך הזו, עושה שפר, למה לא הביא הרמב״ם כלל. He said, because this halacha is not negeya now, it's not going to be negeya then either. Because then it's going to be umala aretz deyas Hashem. So everyone's going to be on this madrega. And if everyone's going to be on this madrega, so therefore it's not going to be negeya. But one thing for sure you see. You see the esteem that the Chassam Sofer held Rav Shlomo Migros, that he held that on Rav Shlomo Migros you can make the bracha of Baruch Hacham Arazim. Now, Gam the Tur says, the Tur, this is a few hundred years prior, already held that it's Yitochin, that there's no one anymore that's Negeya, that's Shaykh to this bracha. But the Chassam Sofer held that, as it relates to Rav Shlomo Migros, maybe, yeah, just read to you from the Hespid that the Chassam Sofer said on Rav Shlomo Migros. He said, Hein ato. His two hands were like two Sifrei Torah. Said, our eyes saw and can testify. Lo yu'umin ki yisuper. Because I'm sorry for talking. He said, it's not describable unless you didn't see this by yourself. Ubevadei koshen loymer shen yimotzei acher memalem mekoyme b'chachma boi neskaya mikro mole dibra akosov v'shinantam levonecha shiyah divrei toira mishunonim b'ficho shen yishalcha odom al tegamgen. But Al Kapanim, the Chassam Sofer held of Rav Shlomo Migros in an incredible erech. It sounds like the chidur that he had and the bekiyas that he had was mamish on a different level. That the hesped on him was that he was mekayim v'shinantam levanecha shiyah divrei toira mishunonim b'ficho. Menuchas Kfoidoi Shal Rav Shlomo Migros right next to the Chassam Sofer in Bratislava ad hayom hazeh. But the point is that you see from here the incredible erech that he had from ad kedei kach that the Chassam Sofer felt that this is an exception to the rule that the Torah already brought. And that the Torah said you can't make the bracha chacham arazim from a Shulam Migros. Maybe it was shayach to make the bracha of chacham arazim.